Οι διατροφικές μας συνήθειες και οι λόγοι οι οποίοι καθορίζουν τις γαστρονομικές μας επιλογές προσπαθούν να εντοπίσουν ερευνητές του Πανεπιστημίου της Τασμανίας. Στην έρευνα συμμετέχει και η ομογενής Θάλια Παπαδάκη. Η ομογενής είχε εμφανιστεί το 2014 στη δημοφιλή εκπομπή My Kitchen Rules. Εκεί, μαζί με την παιδική της φίλη Bianca Johnston, εντυπωσίασαν τους κριτές αλλά και τους συναγωνιζομένους τους λόγω των τεχνικών που χρησιμοποιούσαν αλλά και την κλίση της Θάλιας στην μεσογειακή κουζίνα. Η Δεσποινής Παπαδάκη στην αρχή μας εξηγεί το τι έγινε μετά την ολοκλήρωση της συμμετοχής της στην δημοφιλή εκπομπή.
Going pretty well, kind of going back to normal now, settled back into things, being back in Hobart and getting to talk to everyone after the show and see how they enjoyed it. Bianca and I, who I was on the show with, we actually started a market stall for a couple of years and we were selling pâté at a few markets around Hobart. So that was a really good way that we got to meet the public and engage with them and talk about it. Now life's pretty much back to normal, just busy studying at uni and getting on with life.
Όπως ακούσαμε και τη Δεσποινής Παπαδάκη να μας λέει, τώρα βρίσκεται στο Πανεπιστήμιο της Τασμανίας. Μαζί με τον Μπέντζαμιν Τσούτς διεξάγουν έρευνα για τους παράγοντες που καθορίζουν τις γαστρονομικές μας επιλογές.
I'm in my honors year at the moment in psychology and I'm working with a couple of supervisors and together we're trying to kind of figure out what it is that makes people eat because as you would probably know, our hunger is not really the thing that guides what we eat. Instead, it's other things such as our mood, who we're surrounded with, whether there's food available to us, whether we're near fast food stores. So there's an array of different reasons like that triggers our eating behavior, and we're kind of trying to get to the bottom of that with our study here at the university and find out exactly what it is.
Οι ομογενείς μαζί με τον κύριο Σούζ αναζητούν εθελοντές οι οποίοι θα συμμετέχουν στην έρευνα. Οι εθελοντές θα πρέπει να καταγράψουν σε κινητό το πότε τρώνε, πού τρώνε, αλλά και για το τι τρώνε.
We're asking for volunteers to come to the uni here in Hobart and we'll set them up with a smartphone telephone device. Basically, over a two-week period, the volunteers have to log their every food and meal intake, food and drink intake over the 2 weeks. They also answer questions at the same time as doing that. And with that kind of research, we can see where they were at the time that they were eating, who they were with, how they were feeling, and that's how we'll get a bigger picture.
Σε μια πολυπολιτισμική χώρα όπως η Αυστραλία, οι κάτοικοι έχουν διαφορετικές διατροφικές συνήθειες. Για τους ερευνητές είναι σημαντικό να συμμετέχουν στην έρευνα εθελοντές από διαφορετικές πολιτισμικές ομάδες.
So we're looking for a community sample, so we really want people from everywhere. We want a snapshot of the real life, so if we can get a few people from every culture, that would be great.
Ποιοι ωστόσο μπορεί να είναι οι παράγοντες που επηρεάζουν τις διατροφικές μας προτιμήσεις? Η Δεσποινής Παπαδάκη λέει ότι οι κοινωνικές μας σχέσεις είναι ένας από τους πιο σημαντικούς λόγους για το τι τρώμε. Ένα πολύ απλό παράδειγμα μας εξηγεί είναι ότι όταν βρεθούμε σε ένα τραπέζι με φίλους ή την οικογένειά μας, είναι πολύ πιθανόν να παρασυρθούμε από τις επιλογές των ανθρώπων γύρω μας.
Well, so far Ben's research has found that the strongest factors are social factors. So things like observing other people eat or being around people who are eating, those are the kind of things that are going to make you eat the most. So, for example, if you're out for dinner with someone and they order dessert, even if you're not hungry, you'll probably order dessert as well just because they are kind of the social influence so far that we think is the strongest. And with this study, we're going to be kind of looking at why that is.
Τέλος, η Δεσποινής Παπαδάκη μας μίλησε για την μεσογειακή διατροφή, αλλά και για τους λόγους που θεωρεί την ελληνική κουζίνα μοναδική.
Personally, having spent a lot of time in Crete with my family, I can see the benefits of a Mediterranean diet, mainly being that it's just so fresh. Like my yaya gets all her vegetables from the garden, all the fish is local, you know, everything's being grown there on the island, and I think that has a massive influence on how healthy their lifestyle is. You know, the olive oil is homemade and the olives have been grown just in the villages. So I think that's a really great thing. Also, I think the fruit and veg market in Greece are the best in the world. Like the food there is amazing. It's so fresh and the produce is just great. So I think all that contributes to good health. Been going for such a long time that I think they've really got it right.